Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And welcome in, everybody. It is finally a Friday. A Friar Friday on Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Cleveland, where the Padres begin the second half of the season today. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace. We have a very short time together today with Padre baseball. Finally, God, those last 4 days, Scraby, seemed like a year and a half, I must tell you.
You know, they went kind of quick for me.
Oh, they went, yeah, well, that happens.
I
when
slept
you're,
most of it.
That happens when you're sleeping in a sick bed for 3 days.
Yes.
So it did go a little quicker for you, but we are happy to have baseball back, obviously, today as the Padres take on the Guardians. Before we get into that, though, I just want to point this out. It was 42 years ago today. I bet you Tony Gwynn Jr. knows what happened 42 years ago today.
You're
Matt Scraby,
like
do you know what happened
point.
42 years ago today?
Well, first off, I got to figure out how far 42 years ago.
Well, that was July 19th, 1982. What do you think might have
Tony
taken
Gwynn
place on that day?
Is this a draft day?
Or
no.
Draft day? Is it Tony Gwynn debut?
Tony Gwynn got his first hit. Debuting in the major leagues. He had 2 hits against the Philadelphia Phillies, including a double against Sid Mangi and Pete Rose, welcomed into the baseball fraternity by quipping, "Hey, kid, don't try to pass me all in one day." And from there...
Is that a true story?
That is a true story.
True story.
That is a
wow.
true story. And Tony Gwynn, the legend of Tony Gwynn, was officially born 42 years ago. And, of course, out of that tradition, we have his wonderful son, Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, how are you today? It's been a good couple of days, I'm sure, to recharge your batteries.
Yes, indeed. Doing well here in Cleveland. This is for you. We're here. Padres getting ready to take on the Guardians. Get things rolling in the second half. Yeah, man, it's time. I'm recharged, ready for some more baseball.
Well, I think we all are. It's amazing how much we miss it when it's gone. Like, I don't think we appreciate it when we have it day in and day out, but when they give you 4 days of that, it's good to be back. And Matt Waldron will be on the mound tonight against a Cleveland team, Tony, that has not lost a home series this entire year. So the challenge is there before the Padres right off the bat here to start the second half. But I say, bring it on. I mean, this is exactly where the Padres have, you know, honestly played some of their best baseball this year, is against some of the better teams. And you tell them they can't win two out of three, and they may go out and prove us wrong.
Yeah, no, I think this is a good – I mean, listen, quite frankly, this whole first three series of this this second half are not going to be pushover series, right? You got Guardians, who lead the division in the Central, American League Central, and then you got Baltimore, who leads the division in the American League East. We've already seen the Nationals. This is a team that got a lot of talent and can beat you. And so it's you got to get right to it. How do you beat good teams? This is where, you know, the execution part comes into play, the hitting with runners in scoring position, the situation, all this stuff. Like, you can't have the kind of mistakes that we saw really for the most part earlier in the season. You got to play good baseball ultimately. And so that'll be tested out to shoot here, for the Padres. You know, the more I thought about it over the break, the more I came to realization that, you know, the second half is going to be about health for the Padres. Can they get healthy? They've shown that not having everybody, they can compete and keep stay afloat, but everybody's going to have to get healthy. At least most of the guys are certainly going to have to get healthy, and it sounds like a lot of them are on the right path to doing so. But this second half is going to be, I think, more about health than it is anything else for the Padres.
I think it's a great point, Tony. I mean, we talked about this team staying afloat in the first half of the season, and to that end, they certainly were able to accomplish that, right? I mean, they are still right there. They are currently a game out of a playoff spot, which tells me you are certainly in the running. And, you know, but the thing is, there are seven other teams that are in that group. Right now, between the Cardinals, who have the second wild card, and the Cubs, who are in 12th place overall, but between those two teams, there are six teams, and they're all separated by four games. So the thing, I think the point that you're making is the Padres are going to have to play a little bit better baseball here at some point, because at least you got to figure one or two or three of these teams are going to make a run of their own in the second half, and the Padres want to make sure they go with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of that, right? I think it's a lot of the fact that, you know, the guys who have had to fill in for, you know, the guys who've hurt, mainly in the starting rotation, right? Because, you know, outside of Toddy going down and Bogey going down, the Padres offensively have been all right, but the pitching side of it has, you know, I think started at least towards the end of the first half, seemed like it was starting to feel not having you and Joe in that rotation, right? It became a little bit harder as some of the young guys like Vasquez struggled a little bit down the stretch there. Obviously Major struggled in his opportunity, and you know who wears that is the bullpen ends up wearing it, and we saw them kind of struggle down the stretch. So I think, listen, outside of a move being made, that particular part is going to have to be better in order for the Padres to sustain this while, you know, they still try to get healthy, and that's really the bottom line really for the Pods.
Well, on the healthy side of things, Kevin Acey did tweet out yesterday that Fernando Tatis Jr. Got a thumbs up on his latest, whatever it was, checkup, MRI, whatever he went through. And it looks like, you know, he's going to be able to resume some baseball activities and throwing and taking some swings in the cage. That would be a huge step in the right direction.
Huge.
Obviously, getting Joe Musgrove back sometime in August, that is going to be huge. I have to believe that Xander Bogaerts, you know, he got his feet wet there in the last series, but, you know, now he can hit the ground running in the second half. And, you know, look, Luis Arraez, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how if these 4 days – you know, it's not a very long time, but if that was able to, you know, refresh him a little bit, because he's been hurting, and so much so that he even skipped the All-Star game. Manny's been battling it all year. So I think you're right. I mean, the health is going to be the key here, and if they can stay healthy, there is no reason why they can't be one of these teams that make it to the playoffs.
For sure.
I just really believe that. I know the Diamondbacks were in the World Series last year, but they're hurting. The Mets have had a great run for a month and a half, but that doesn't guarantee they're going to just keep up this 25-11 pace. I think the Cardinals, give them credit for, you know, making a nice run here in the first half and holding down that second wild card, but both Arenado and Goldschmidt seem past their prime. You know, the young guys have been kind of carrying the Cardinals. The Giants are waiting on some pitching to come back, including Robbie Ray, and hoping that Blake Snell will be him. So, I mean, everybody's got, you know, their own questions. And, you know, I don't see any reason why the Padres can't be the team if things go a little bit, you know, in their way.
No, there's no doubt. Everybody has their questions. You just get the sense that it's going to be, I mean, I think this is how Major League Baseball wanted it, but it seems like it's going to be a dogfight down the stretch here in the National League, especially in the National League. So, you know, it's good. It's great to hear that, you know, Toddy's on the right path. We'll learn more, I'm sure, today about both you and Joe. I know Joe was scheduled to throw some bullpens over the break. We'll see how those went. And you know, for the Pods, man, it's business as usual, right? Those dudes are hurt, and they get back when they get back. Games will be played, and I think this should be fun. I really think so. I mean, you and I will come together every after, you know, the Padres go 6-1 or they go 1-6, and you know, we'll do the song and dance. But I think when we get down to the end, if the Padres are healthy, I think we'll all be happy. So,
you know, the other thing about this, and I know that we're in the middle of it right now, I want people to realize, you know, this is what I believe, you know, Peter Seidler, his dream was. It's what he promised, taking over the ownership, and Ron Fowler before that. And and I think what they wanted was to make sure that we, as a fan base in San Diego, had something. They didn't promise runaway, you know, NL West victories by 15 games. And that's not realistic anyway with the Dodgers in this division. But to give us a chance every single year. Maybe we won't make it here and there. Maybe we'll get in and get eliminated a little earlier than we want to. Maybe they'll make a run like they did 2 years ago. But the fact of the matter is, this, for lack of a better term, is kind of one of the golden stretches of Padre baseball. I hope I'm not overstating that, but I don't remember the last time the Padres were relevant for 4, 5, 6 years in a row. And I really think that has been the case. And no matter what happens the second half, we're all going to have some fun because this team is right there.
Can you name me? And listen, I had not thought of that at all until you just brought it up. Is there a better stretch? I mean,
yeah,
maybe
the early
2000s, you know, when they went in back to back seasons. But the Padres have been to the playoffs, what, 20, 22?
Not very often.
And so, yeah, it's so, you know.
Yeah, even 84. I mean, look, 84, they won the World Series. 85, they were, you know, quickly out of it in the second half, and they slipped away, lost the World Series. 98, they got to the World Series, but 99, they were pretty much gone and not heard from again for another 10 years. So, this has been a nice stretch, and I hope that we enjoy the second half. I do want to ask you this. Because Scraby and I were commiserating about this yesterday. How important will you allow, in your mind, this first road trip, plus the two games against the Dodgers, this next 11-game stretch, because, of course, Scraby says it's a make or break.
Oh, wait, no, you did too. You were the one who brought that to the table. I disagreed with it.
Make or break.
I said, Tony is going to say, no, it's not that big of a
That's
deal.
That's right. That's what we predicted.
I'm not going to say that it's not a big deal.
So how much are you going to allow?
I'm not going to say that it's not a big deal, but it's certainly not make or break. Now, both of the theories, right, that it's a big deal or that it's not a big deal, is really contingent on what else is happening around them. You know, it's not just solely on the Padres. Padres could go on a streak of losing 5 out of 6, but if everybody else around them is losing 5 out of 6, does it turn out to be as big of a deal? No, it ends up being a push. So
and factor that into my equation.
He's not thinking about that.
You want to be able to go out, and basically because it's the second half of the season, right? It's not like sprint time yet, but you know you're getting the body ready for it at this point. And so you want to come out and play some good ball to start the second half. I think that's where everybody's head is at.
All right. I think we can just quote Mike Schilt here and say that the next game is the most important game of the season every day. Yep. And we'll just leave
Indeed.
It at that. And it starts
Indeed.
Today.
That does actually answer our question about is there a sense of urgency? Because, yes, if every game is an important game, then there's a sense of urgency.
There you go, Scraby. Hopefully that makes you feel a little bit better.
Philosopher over here.
Oh, yes, you are indeed. All right, we are underway. Gwen and Chris, as I mentioned, a short get-together today before Sam Levitt takes over with the pregame show at 3:10. But Logan Gillespie will be our Friar Friday interview, the Padres' young pitcher. That's coming up. And more stuff along the way, Tony from Cleveland, Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Odyssey Palace, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scrape. We are we're actually very lucky to be on the air today. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. First, Padres, when they take the field tonight, Scraby, will be a third-place team in the National League West. That is because Arizona has jumped a half game ahead of them. Moments ago, the Diamondbacks finished off a 5-2 victory at Wrigley Field over the Chicago Cubs.
Boo.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to win to keep pace.
You know, when I was talking about the Cubbies last night, I said they just, I don't feel like they have it, and that proves it to me right there.
That's it. That loss, it's over. That loss eliminates the Cubs.
It's over.
Craig Counsell was supposed to bring a championship to Chicago.
Yeah, where's all that high-paid salary going?
Right now, last place. Diamondbacks 5, Cubs 2 was the final today at Wrigley Field. You know, look, as I said in the open, it's too early, obviously, to be playing scoreboard and rooting for every game. But this is what, to me, it's all about. I know you want to win the championship, but only one team gets to do that at the end, be the World Series thing. But to be in contention going into, you know, August, September, playing games that matter, being able to watch the scoreboard, being able to root for, you know, whoever it is, you know, some no-name pitcher for the Washington Nationals to beat, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates and help the Padres' playoff positioning. That, to me, is what the fun is.
I agree.
You know, it's great to win it, but you don't get to win it very often. And in the Padres' case, it hasn't happened yet. But, you know, being in contention, 2020, the short season, Padres were there. 2021. They were there, then they weren't. 2022, they got where they got. 2023, disappointing year, but still played meaningful games pretty much the entire season last year. And every game they've played this year has been meaningful. That's a five-year stretch that I don't think the Padres franchise can say it's ever really had before. I wanted to check myself and make sure I'm not over, you know, being giddy here for no reason.
In the moment.
Yeah, I don't want to be too giddy, but I'm just trying to remind everybody, enjoy what we got right now. It's not guaranteed to you. I'm sure that the Toronto Blue Jays felt like, you know, they were onto something pretty good. Vlad Guerrero, Bichette.
Oh, yeah.
Young pitchers, you know, almost won the division last year.
Yep.
Just finished a couple games behind Baltimore. Where are they now? 14 games out.
That is pretty crazy.
You know, so it's not guaranteed to you. And so enjoy the second half. It's going to be fun. And that's why this road trip, you know, to me is important. You want to keep up with the peloton, as we said yesterday.
The peloton, yes, the group of bicyclists. And, you know, you must have read Deebo Samuel's tweet from earlier, because he told 49ers fans to give him a break. Winning every year is very, very, very hard. It's not just a given thing. No. I don't have any problem with Deebo saying that, because he's right. And it applies to the Padres here.
Well, you're lucky as a 49er fan, even though you think you're miserable as a 49er fan.
No, I've said this a million times. I'd rather them go to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl every year and
I mean,
and
I thought
lose.
About this about the 49ers. The four
it's kind
year,
of a crazy thing to say, honestly.
Well, no, 4 years in a row, the 49ers have had lost two Super Bowls and two NFC Championship games. That's... it really impressive on one side, but it can be heartbreaking on the other. But it sure got to beating a Carolina Panther fan. Or
yeah, you're out of the season by the beginning of the season.
You don't even have any hope.
Yeah, so. I like watching. This is what I love about sports is the drama. And this is where the drama kicks in.
That's right. It's the game. It's the chase. And the Padres are in the chase at least to start the second half. I mentioned that we're lucky to be on the air today. I want to send out a personal thanks, and I don't know that everybody who was on air today did this, but they should have. Our technical operations director here in San Diego and elsewhere.
It's a fancy title for that guy.
It is a little fancy for him. I didn't know he was that big a deal.
I thought he was just an engineer.
Right, we call him an engineer. But our guy J.R. Rogers, he does so much for us here. And I don't know if you're not in our line of work, did everybody know about the nationwide outage that took place today and basically threatened to take
humanity,
take humanity off the grid for a day? It certainly threatened to take all of our radio stations off the air.
It delayed. I mean, they had a ground stop on United, I think American Airlines flights.
Yeah, it was quite the mess today. And I just know that, you know, our engineering team here, you know, did their thing. And that's JR and that's Bill and Mike and the rest of those guys. So thank you to them, because we wouldn't even get the hour that we got today. It wasn't for them. We woke up, all of us, to an email, and I don't know how many of you in your line of work got a similar email.
I'm sure they did.
But our email said, do not go on your company laptop or you basically will take the radio station off the air for the rest of time.
It's true.
That's pretty much the threat that we got.
I would much rather them scare the heck out of me than be like, hey, you might not want to use your laptop.
Because you might think about it. You might think about it.
But if they're telling me I'm going to take down the entire history of Odyssey.
I immediately threw my laptop in the garbage. I was too nervous to even
go. The funniest part is you don't have a company laptop.
I know I don't have a company laptop.
I do, so I'm very happy they sent me that email.
So hopefully everybody's in their line of work, things are up and running today. Tony is obviously off in Cleveland, but he'll be back shortly for our interview with Logan Gillespie, the young Padre right-hander, will be our Friar Friday guest as we kick off the second half of the Major League Baseball season. A couple of notes today. I thought this one was interesting. The Cubs have dismissed the interpreter of Seiya Suzuki.
Uh-oh. What?
I know. See, that's where your mind goes.
Uh-oh.
The Cubs say this has nothing to do with gambling.
Oh, isn't that what everything happened? Yeah,
yeah, doesn't everything revolve around that? It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that Suzuki's having a terrible year. Can you imagine? The guy's having a bad year, so you fire the interpreter. But Craig Counsell said, no, we just have a good enough support system around Seiya Suzuki that we didn't need the services of this. But it's just funny how our minds work around here.
But I don't think you just get rid of an interpreter in the middle of a season because now you have the right.
The second half. He feels like that they're okay. There's some staffers that are going to work with Suzuki in the interpreter's place if he needs a little help here and there. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of comical.
Well, I mean, immediately. First thing. Uh-oh. Like when Ellie De La Cruz started speaking English, he's like, I need to get rid of my interpreter because of, you know, what happened. We're forever. Are we ever going to forget that now? Is an interpreter in baseball going to be, first thought is, gambling?
A gambler?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We've got one real segment on the program today. We're going to get to it. It'll include an interview with Logan Gillespie of the Padres. It'll include an update on the Open Championships across the pond in Scotland, Troon, Scotland,
where
they're having the British Open. That's what I will continue to call it.
It's not the British Open because it's in Scotland.
I know what it is. What, Scotland is not in Britain? Do you not know anything about geography at all?
I do know. I know that they're on the same island, but I believe they're two. Aren't they? Don't they have separate money?
I believe Britain encompasses all of that. Great Britain.
I'm going to go.
Great Britain encompasses, I believe, you know, England, Scotland, and Wales.
Is Scotland? Where's Welsh Fryer? He needs to be on this right now because he could tell us.
He would help us.
Hold on. Is Scotland on the Euro?
What are you looking at?
Is it on the Euro?
I don't know.
The money, because that'll tell me.
All right.
All right. Well, I can't find it.
You please figure it out while we're taking a short timeout. So glad you're back from the infirmary.
Too.
It's just, you know, we really missed this kind of interesting byplay while you were gone. As Gwynn and Chris continues for a Friar Friday.
The biggest guests in San Diego sports talk appear on 97.3 The Fan.
San Diego's favorite.
Time short show today. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Cleveland with the Padres. We have an interview coming up with Logan Gillespie, Padres' young right-hander. Play that for you shortly. Crisello here, along with the geography major, Matt Scraby. Scotland's its own country. It's not the same.
I was just trying. It was, okay, people, I am not a European geography expert. Have I been to the
not.
UK? I've been to London four times. I've been to Ireland once.
Yeah.
Never been to Scotland.
Well, you just make a drive up the way there, about 6 hours, and you're in Scotland.
According
it's all part
to
of the
Josh
same
on the
land.
Chat, he said that was embarrassing. And
it was.
I don't think it was, because I looked it up in the break, and it is the British pound. It was a desperate attempt at trying to get Chris to call it what it's actually called, which is the Open Championship.
Yeah, the British
no
Open,
the
which
British
is being
Open.
Played in Britain. More specifically, being played at Troon in Scotland. Our leader, by the way, after the second round, is the Irishman, Shane Lowry. Finishes, you know, comes right back. That's impressive to me on this course.
And the Scraby. Weather was bad today.
5 under yesterday, 2 under today. So he's at 7 under par. He's got a 2-shot lead over the ancient Justin Rose. I love saying a guy's ancient when he's really only 43.
No, he is
but
ancient.
But that's old for a professional golfer.
He's been on the scene since he was 14.
Right. So Justin Rose having a great tournament. Daniel Brown, who was right there after round one, is still there at -5. Now, those three have a little breathing room. 3 shots over the next group. And here's one of the guys in the next group. Scottie Scheffler. He's in fourth place. He's tied for fourth, but he is 5 shots off the lead. So Scheffler certainly has a shot going into the weekend. Xander Schauffele, who always has a shot going into the weekend, was 1 over today. He's 1 under for the tournament. My guy, Brooks Koepka, who, according to Scraby, can't possibly ever win.
I actually don't know where he's at
the
right
British
now.
Open is at 1 over par. So not out of it. But
what was his round today?
+2.
Okay,
he was plus -1 in the first round, +2 today. Mickelson made the cut. So, good on Phil.
Yeah.
+5. That was enough to get him inside the cut line. Tiger Woods, not so lucky. I mean, not even close. Tiger Woods +14. So he misses the cut. I will say this, and this whole Colin Montgomery, maybe Tiger should hang him up. Again, I don't care if Tiger Woods finishes +114. If he wants to go out and golf, he practically built the sport. He can go golf as long as he wants to. And I would imagine that Tiger is competitive enough that if, he keeps doing this, the embarrassment factor is going to creep in at some point.
I agree.
So, let him just play it out the way he wants to. Michael Jordan finished with the Wizards, and Willie Mays finished with the Mets. And
Did? I didn't even know that.
Joe Namath was with the Rams. Johnny Unitas was a Charger.
That is crazy.
These things happen. So let Tiger Woods finish it out like he wants to. And, you never know if he catches a magic round of golf somewhere. It's golf.
I think
conceivably
we did.
Could have that.
I think
again.
We did. It was the last time he won the Masters.
Right. Well, no, that was really something. Bryson DeChambeau, by the way, also did not make it to the weekend, and nor did your guy McIlroy.
He had a really bad tournament.
Yeah. So anyway, the Open Championship claiming some big names in the first two rounds. They'll continue over there this weekend. We're going to hear from Joe Musgrove in just a little bit. Not an interview with Joe, but an update from Joe in Cleveland on what he's thinking in terms of getting back to pitching. And that's obviously something everybody's interested in hearing. So we'll hold on to that for a second while we check in with a young Padre right-hander, Logan Gillespie, and he was nice enough to fit us in. You know, it's our Friar Friday. We always get an interview, but they didn't have a lot of time today, being as we don't have a lot of time today. And he was, like, on his way from one spot to the next.
He literally stopped and had to talk.
He stopped and talked to us for like 3-4 minutes. He had to keep his answers short, but we thought we'd give you a chance to meet this young man. And it is our Friar Friday interview, and we're happy to have with us Logan Gillespie, the Padres young right-hander. 20 different arms have thrown a pitch this year for the San Diego Padres. Only one of them has not walked a batter. And he joins us today. Did you know that, Logan? You're the only one that has. I didn't want to jinx you, but...
Yeah, I did.
You did know that. All right, so I'm not jinxing you. Yeah, good start for you. And tell us a little bit about, you know, what it's been like being with this ball club. You spent a little time with Baltimore last year and a cup of coffee with Boston. How's San Diego treating you?
Oh, I love San Diego. There's such great guys here. And... every time you get to the field, they welcome you like your family and everything. Yeah,
Logan. It seems you know you've been on the shuttle bus a little bit. You've been up, you've been down. I mean, how have you kept yourself prepared? As you know, you have to you know make the it's not easy having to go you know AAA back here, back down, back up again. How have you been able to stay in the right mind frame during that time?
Oh, you stay in the right mind frame by not even unpacking where you go. I got an Airbnb in El Paso, live out of the suitcase, go to the big leagues, live out of the suitcase. I just don't unpack.
Logan Gillespie, obviously a simple man, a very simple man. Tell us a little bit about what you think you bring to this team, Logan.
I would say I throw a lot of strikes, which keeps our defense awake, not falling asleep in the field. That's about it. I just go out there and compete.
Well, you know, so far off to a good start at the big league level. I mean, this isn't your first time pitching at this level, but, you know, one of the things it seems like you've been able to kind of dial in on it is throwing strike. Is that something that you've always done well throughout your career, or is this something that you've really tried to hone in on this season?
I would say I've done it for a really long time because I was told that I need to throw more balls. In
really?
Certain counts, because I give up a lot of 0-2-1-2 hits.
Yeah, managers
so
don't
then,
like
yeah,
that.
Throwing balls comes in.
Yeah, they don't like that. For some reason, an 0-2, they don't want you to throw a strike, and yet they count your pitch count. So I always feel like that's a little bit odd. Logan Gillespie is with us from the Padres. Last year, as I mentioned, you were with Baltimore. They had a hell of a great team with a bunch of young players. You were part of that. Won a ball game, finished 17, or we're in 17 games. And then, you know, to be told, hey, you know, we're going to move on from you. How tough is that? And how did you keep your confidence when that happened?
I think pitching so well against other teams made it a little bit more comforting because I felt like I showed myself when I played against them and they liked what they saw. So I think that's what kept me calm. But it was hard. I was like, oh, my God, I made it this far and now it's over.
Well, it's not. It's not over. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Logan is from Bakersfield, and I want to ask you, I used to broadcast hockey in San Diego, and we used to go to Bakersfield every 5 minutes to play the Bakersfield Condors. Did you ever attend any of those games?
I did a lot. I went for the fights because they fought a lot.
They did fight a lot, especially San Diego and Bakersfield. So I'm glad to know you were there.
We're going back, obviously, heading back to Baltimore here soon. Is this a place you're looking forward to going back to?
Baltimore? Heck yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Logan, we'll let you roll. Great catching up with you to start the second half, and good luck. Hope you're here for a long time this time. Hang around and continue. Keep throwing strikes, my friend, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You betcha.
Thank you, Logan.
All right, very nice of Logan Gillespie to duck in there for a moment. Yes, Many nights I spent in that arena in Bakersfield. I believe it was called Centennial Gardens.
Sounds like somewhere you go.
Sounds a lot nicer than it is. No, it's actually a very nice arena.
Okay, I'm not saying it's a bad arena.
No, it was really nice. It was really a first-rate arena, and the Gulls in Bakersfield at that time had a huge rivalry. Played about 9-10 games a year, and he's right. Every time we went up there, there was at least 3 or 4 brawls.
That's pretty good.
He remembered, and I certainly will never forget Bakersfield. All right, now let's head over here and hear from Joe Musgrove, because as Tony said, this is going to be probably the determining factor. It really is, as to whether or not the Padres are going to make the playoffs. Is Musgrove going to come back? And if he comes back, is he going to be Musgrove? Is Tatis going to come back and be able to be, some Tatis? These two injuries and how Arraez, Bogarts, Machado kind of manage the injuries they have, that's going to decide it. It has to. Either that or you're going to count on Profar and Higashioka and the rest of these guys to go crazy again for another half of baseball.
I mean, how can we say Higashioka is cold now because he keeps hitting home runs? But you can't. I get what you're saying. You can't rely.
You can't rely on those guys to do it.
Yeah,
you can't. You know, Waldron may pitch well. Continue. You know, he'll start tonight. We'll see. Profar may just have a magic season. I'm convinced that this has just been his year, and I think it's going to continue. But it would be wise, for the Padres to hurry Fernando back, and let's see about Musgrove. He was talking today about what some of the next steps are towards him getting back on the mound.
Ideally, I'd be able to have a couple bullpens under my belt and start looking at getting some hitters in there, either live BPs or out for a rehab start. I don't know what they have planned. Like I said, we haven't been looking too far ahead. It's been kind of been, one step at a time. So, until I get a couple more pins, I don't think they're going to plan anything or put anything on the books, but I would assume that with the amount of days we have on the road, I could get probably 3 bullpens in. And that's what we initially talked about, was having a handful of bullpens before we get into any kind of like hitter type situation. So I think that's possible.
Okay.
That's discussion like he's coming back this year.
He's coming back this year. There, everybody, I don't care what you say about Musgrove. First of all, almost everything everybody says about Musgrove is positive, because we like Musgrove around here.
Of course.
And we should like Musgrove. He's likable. But the one thing about Musgrove that I feel and perceive is that he's a gamer above all else. There's no way that a guy like this, Musgrove, is going to ease his way back in a season. Well, he's going to ease his way back. He's not going to be reckless. But he's not going to just sit out while his team goes through a battle to make them postseason. He is going to want to be a part of it. He's going to want to be the guy that helps them get there. So I believe Musgrove is going to do everything he can.
I don't know if you're going to a new clip, but there is some correlation to what he said when he was asked about, does a good part two of the season make up for a bad part one of the season?
Obviously, I never want to be on the IL. You always try to manage it and stuff, but the decision to get this done or to go on the IL was ultimately looking at, where I could be the most impactful in the season, and that's, down the stretch and being healthy going into the playoffs. So I'm hoping we've addressed everything we need to, and I don't have any setbacks, but, that's a big part of it. At the end of the year, you want to be able to look at the season as a whole and say that you contributed and that you were part of it and not just someone that, sat around till the fun started. So, I really want to get back out there for myself, just like mentally. I feel the best when I'm in a routine and I got something to contribute and something to bring to the table. So that stuff worries you out a little bit. But overall, it's just getting myself to a point where I can be, effective for the team and actually, do my part and not just be another guy that can go out and take the ball for however many pitches. So.
All right, so he just confirmed what I said.
He did.
Which is, I want to be there. I want to be there at the end, but I want to be there before the end. I want to help us get to the end. But it is interesting how a baseball season goes. We care so much about what's happened till now.
It's true.
But A.J. Cassavell had a really good tweet today. He has a lot of them, but he had a good one today. And he said, the Padres have played 99 games. A lot of them exciting, a lot of them, up, down, this, that, the other, hot streaks, cold streaks. But what will be remembered about this season is going to happen from now on.
Yep.
And that's true. We are probably not going to sit here in November at season's end, wherever it ends, and go, you know, remember the first half when they went up? And we're not going to remember that.
If they make the playoffs.
I don't even remember.
If they don't, we will be talking about that all offseason.
I don't think so.
Did we do it last year? Did we
start? Last year we talked about their crappy first half and how it took them out. This year their first half has only done one thing, and that's keep them afloat for a chance in the second half. And how they do in the second half is going to dictate what this season is all about. Much like I think 2021 did. Or was it? Yeah, 2021. That was the season that they were rolling along nicely, and then the last 2 months they collapsed on top of, you know, everything. And
yeah, I did every post-game
Jace Tingler
show.
Went out, and the whole thing. But I don't remember anything prior. I remember the collapse of that season.
Yeah,
that,
me too.
2021 is a season of collapse.
It was,
but a ton of good stuff must have happened that year to get them in the position they were in August.
Well, I believe they won like at least 8 straight games at some point in that season. I remember Victor Caratini walking. You know, there were great things, but at the end, it was brutal, Chris.
I barely remember that.
It was brutal.
And you barely remember that.
Are you telling me? I was doing the post games.
Yeah, you're the one that let it get away.
Yeah, I know. I have a terrible
record. You are the one that let it get away.
I have a terrible record.
Man, they were 59-42.
That's, love that right now.
They were 67-49, 18 games over 500 on August 10th. And then Sandy Alcantara came in here and shut them out. That started a 4-game losing streak, lost 8 out of 9, lost 12 out of 14.
There's a lot of L's on the end of the season.
Oh, my goodness, there's a lot of L's.
So,
wow, they were bad.
I'm telling you, Chris.
They went from 69-57. No, wait, what did I have?
No,
let me do it again. They went from, here it is. They went from 67-49 on August 10th. They won 12 games. They lost 34.
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm-mm.
That's how 2021 ended.
You know, that's
pretty hard to remember anything that happened before that.
Yeah, it is. It is. There was something said on the Eric Hosmer podcast about this, and we could go back if we really wanted to and say, was it the right thing to keep Jace Tingler in there for 2021 because he lost the clubhouse?
You know what? People like to blame it all on Jace Tingler, and that's fine. But even if he lost the clubhouse, isn't it still incumbent among these guys that were suiting up every day to go out there and win some games?
But if you don't have the backing of your manager, because that's essentially what they said, is that when Fernando hit that 3-0 grand slam in Texas, that's when he lost the locker room.
Yeah, but if that's when he lost the locker room, 2021, because is that revisionist history?
Yes. Absolutely is.
When was
he made the playoffs the year before, which was the 60-game season? But you can't fire a guy after a 60-game season that they made the playoffs.
But when was the Slam Diego? Was that 2020 or 2021?
I think it was.
They didn't even play Texas in 2021.
No,
according to what I've got.
Yeah, no, in 2020 they played the Rangers. It was 2020 that was Slam Diego.
Anyway. To repeat what I said prior to this discussion, what happens from now moving forward is how we're going to remember this season. And I truly believe that's the case. Do we need to put an APB out for our friend Sam Levin?
No,
I saw him. You saw him.
Yeah, I saw him.
I always see him, and I haven't seen him.
I have to thank him in person for coming in here and saving us the other day, or at least helping out. I shouldn't say save, but at least help out.
Picking up for your...
I mean, we all know that Sam would have Wally Pitt me in a heartbeat, but he can't run the board, so that's great, because he can't take my job.
But Frank can run the board.
I know.
Just something to keep in mind.
I will keep it in mind. I will.
NFL, couple of quick things. Caleb Williams, what are we doing here? Tell me.
We're going till the end.
We're going through the end, baby.
All right,
I just wanted to know. So I start talking about this, how much time I have. Caleb Williams saw two things today. One, ticked me off even more about Caleb Williams. The other reminded me that somewhere in there, Caleb Williams might have a heart.
Oh, wow.
Here's the first one. Caleb Williams, according to reports, was trying to get paid by the Bears in his contract as a corporation. Rather than paying Caleb Williams the money, he wanted them to pay Caleb Williams LLC, which then would have got him, in according to Illinois law, would have got him, would have exempted him from having to pay taxes on the money.
Yeah. Or a forgivable loan.
Okay. So he was trying to get paid as a corporation, not as a person, hoping to avoid having to pay taxes.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting thought by Caleb Williams. NFL Bears shot it all down.
Yeah.
Not doing that. Here's my take. Why shouldn't Caleb Williams have to pay taxes like the rest of us do?
Yep.
It really irks me when rich people spend half their life trying to avoid having to pay taxes, which all of us in the middle class are more than content to pay.
Yeah.
So that bothers me. And it kind of goes along with my thinking that Caleb Williams is a high maintenance guy that the Bears are really going to have their hands full with this season.
We went into this in depth, everyone. I roped Chris into a podcast here when we were waiting between the, before the show. And we talked a lot about the Caleb Williams. We talked a lot about Lamar Jackson suing Troy Aikman. Talked about a lot of things. So that's going to be up in 20 minutes if you just go to the Gwynn and Chris podcast.
You want to hear
page.
More of us.
Yes. But no, I mean, someone, Adam in the chat is saying, why be mad at that? I'm not mad at the idea of him asking for it. I think it's actually very
interesting. Why don't you write back to Adam and say, Adam, do you pay taxes? Do you think people should? Write that back to him. I'd like to know why you have no problem with that.
He's going to respond.
I'd like to know why people have no problem with rich people getting out, going, avoiding paying taxes. Why should we allow this?
We shouldn't.
We all pay taxes. It's what makes the whole thing go around.
Yes, and
I don't know what the problem is. I don't even get stressed around April 15th. I'm not looking for a pat on the back here, but I feel it's pretty much my civic duty to pay taxes. So I just pay them. I don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I'm really bad at my taxes. I'm the guy who files it like April 13th.
Well, you know.
But I do it. And you know what? I owed this last year a lot more than I'm used to owing, and I had to pay that. So why?
And the good news is that you must have made a lot more money in order to owe a lot more. I just don't get it. Anyway, I'm not a Caleb Williams fan about that.
Yeah,
but I wanted to give the other side. Reports say that last year Caleb Williams at USC had an NIL deal for $1 million.
Wow,
which is, you know, probably peanuts to him, but he had a one NIL. He made them give that $1 million to the guys on his offensive line and had them do the ad instead of him. That's a good move.
That
shows me Caleb Williams has a heart. So I want to get both sides out because I've been pretty hard on this guy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, with his, you know, what I perceive to be kind of some selfish thinking.
That shows
before
me.
Before he joins the Bears. But I like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hi, very nice of Logan Gillespie to duck in there for a moment. Yes. Many nights I spent in that arena in Bakersfield. I believe it was called Centennial Gardens.
Sounds like somewhere you go.
Sounds a lot nicer than it is. No, it's actually a very nice arena.
Okay, I'm not saying it's a bad arena.
No, it was really nice. It was really a first-rate arena, and the Gulls in Bakersfield at that time had a huge rivalry. Played about 9-10 games a year, and he's right. Every time we went up there, there was at least 3 or 4 brawls.
That's pretty good.
He remembered, and I certainly will never forget Bakersfield. All right, now let's head over here and hear from Joe Musgrove, because as Tony said, this is going to be probably the determining factor. It really is, as to whether or not the Padres are going to make the playoffs. Is Musgrove going to come back? And if he comes back, is he going to be Musgrove? Is Tatis going to come back and be able to be, some Tatis? These two injuries and how Arise, Bogarts, Machado kind of manage the injuries they have, that's going to decide it. It has to. Either that or you're going to count on Profar and Higashioka and the rest of these guys to go crazy again for another half of baseball.
I mean, how can we say Higashioka is cold now because he keeps hitting home runs? But you can't. I get what you're saying. You can't rely on
those guys to do it. Yeah, you can't. You know, Waldron may pitch well. Continue. He'll start tonight. We'll see. Profar may just have a magic season. I'm convinced that this has just been his year, and I think it's going to continue. But it would be wise, for the Padres to hurry Fernando back, and let's see about Musgrove. He was talking today about what some of the next steps are towards him getting back on the mound.
Ideally, I'd be able to have a couple bullpens under my belt and start looking at getting some hitters in there, either live BPs or out for a rehab start. I don't know what they have planned. Like I said, we haven't been looking too far ahead. It's been kind of been, one step at a time. So, until I get a couple more pins, I don't think they're going to plan anything or put anything on the books, but I would assume that with the amount of days we have on the road, I could get probably 3 bullpens in. And that's what we initially talked about, was having a handful of bullpens before we get into any kind of hitter type situation. So I think that's possible.
Okay?
That's discussion like he's coming back this year.
He's coming back this year. There, you know, everybody, I don't care what you say about Musgrove. First of all, almost everything everybody says about Musgrove is positive because we like Musgrove around here.
Of course.
And we should like Musgrove. He's likable. But the one thing about Musgrove that I feel and perceive is that he's a gamer above all else. There's no way that a guy like this, Musgrove, is going to, you know, ease his way back in a season. Well, I mean, he's going to ease his way back. He's not going to be reckless. But he's not going to just sit out while his team goes through a battle to make them postseason. He is going to want to be a part of it. He's going to want to be the guy that helps them get there. So I believe Musgrove is going to do everything he can.
I don't know if you're going to a new clip, but there is some correlation to what he said when he was asked about, does a good part two of the season make up for a bad part one of the season?
Obviously, I never want to be on the IL. You always try to manage it and stuff, but the decision to get this done or to go on the IL was ultimately looking at, you know, where I could be the most impactful in the season, and that's, you know, down the stretch and being healthy going into the playoffs. So I'm hoping we've addressed everything we need to, and I don't have any setbacks, but, you know, that's a big part of it. At the end of the year, you want to be able to look at the season as a whole and say that you contributed and that you were part of it and not just someone that, you know, sat around till the fun started. So, yeah, I really want to get back out there for myself, just like mentally. You know, I feel the best when I'm in a routine and I got something to contribute and something to bring to the table. So that stuff wears you out a little bit, but overall, it's just getting myself to a point where I can be, you know, effective for the team and actually, you know, do my part and not just be another guy that can go out and take the ball for however many pitches. So.
All right, so he just confirmed what I said.
He did,
which is I want to be there. I want to be there at the end, but I want to be there before the end. I want to help us get to the end. But it is interesting how a baseball season goes. We care so much about what's happened till now.
It's true.
But AJ Cassavell had a really good tweet today. He has a lot of them, but he had a good one today, and he said the Padres have played 99 games. A lot of them exciting, a lot of them, you know, up, down, this, that, the other, hot streaks, cold streaks. But what will be remembered about this season is going to happen from now on.
Yep.
And that's true. We are probably not going to sit here in November at season's end, wherever it ends, and go, you know, remember the first half when they went up? And we're not going to remember that.
If they make the playoffs.
I don't even remember.
If they don't, we will be talking about that all offseason.
I don't think so.
Did we do it last year? Did we
start? Last year we talked about their crappy first half and how it took them out. This year their first half has only done one thing, and that's keep them afloat for a chance in the second half. And how they do in the second half is going to dictate what this season is all about. Much like I think 2021 did, or was it? Yeah, 2021. That was the season that they were rolling along nicely, and then the last 2 months they collapsed on top of, you know, everything. And
yeah, I did every
post-game Jace Tingler
show.
Went out, and the whole thing. But I don't remember anything prior. I remember the collapse of that season.
Yeah,
me too. 2021 is a season of collapse.
It was,
but a ton of good stuff must have happened that year to get them in the position they were in August.
Well, I believe they won like at least 8 straight games at some point in that season. I remember Victor Caratini walking. You know, there were great things, but at the end, it was brutal, Chris.
I barely remember that.
It was brutal.
And you barely remember that.
Are you telling me? I was doing the post games.
You're the one that let it get away.
Yeah, I know. I have a terrible record.
Man, they were 59-42.
That's, love that right now.
They were 67-49, 18 games over 500 on August 10th. And then Sandy Alcantara came in here and shut them out. That started a 4-game losing streak, lost 8 out of 9, lost 12 out of 14.
There's a lot of L's on the end of the season.
Oh, my goodness, there's a lot of L's.
So,
wow, they were bad.
I'm telling you, Chris.
They went from 69-57. No, wait, what did I have?
No,
let me do it again. They went from, here it is. They went from 67-49 on August 10th. They won 12 games. They lost 34.
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm-mm.
That's how 2021 ended.
You know, that's...
Pretty hard to remember anything that happened before that.
Yeah, it is. It is. There was something said on the Eric Hosmer podcast about this, and we could go back if we really wanted to and say, was it the right thing to keep Jace Tingler in there for 2021 because he lost the clubhouse?
You know what? People like to blame it all on Jace Tingler, and that's fine. But even if he lost the clubhouse, isn't it still incumbent among these guys that were suiting up every day to go out there and win some games?
But if you don't have the backing of your manager, because that's essentially what they said, is that when Fernando hit that 3-0 Grand Slam in Texas, that's when he lost the locker room.
Yeah, but if he... Okay. But if that's when he lost the locker room, 2021, because is that revisionist history?
Yes. Absolutely is. When was he made the playoffs the year before, which was the 60-game season, but you can't fire a guy after a 60-game season that they made the playoffs.
But when was the Slam Diego? Was that 2020 or 2021?
I think it was...
They didn't even play Texas in 2021.
No.
According to what I've got here.
In 2020 they played the Rangers. It was 2020 that was Slam Diego.
Anyway... To repeat what I said prior to this discussion, what happens from now moving forward is how we're going to remember this season. And I truly believe that's the case. Do we need to put an APB out for our friend Sam Levin?
No, I saw him.
You saw him?
Yeah, I saw him.
I always see him, and I haven't seen him.
I have to thank him in person for coming in here and saving us the other day, or at least helping out. I shouldn't say save, but at least help out.
Picking up for your...
I mean, we all know that Sam would have Wally Pitt me in a heartbeat, but he can't run the board, so that's great, because he can't take my job.
But Frank can run the board.
I know.
Just something to keep in mind.
I will keep it in mind. I will.
NFL, couple of quick things. Caleb Williams, not my... What are we on at the top? What are we doing here? Tell me.
We're going till the end.
Going straight through to the end.
We're going through the end, baby.
All right, I just wanted to know, I start talking about this, how much time I have. Caleb Williams saw two things today. One ticked me off even more about Caleb Williams. The other reminded me that somewhere in there, Caleb Williams might have a heart.
Oh, wow.
Here's the first one. Caleb Williams, according to reports, was trying to get paid by the Bears in his contract as a corporation. Rather than paying Caleb Williams the money, he wanted them to pay Caleb Williams LLC, which then would have got him in, according to Illinois law, would have exempted him from having to pay taxes on the money.
Yeah. Or a forgivable loan.
Okay. So he was trying to get paid as a corporation, not as a person, hoping to avoid having to pay taxes.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting thought by Caleb Williams. NFL Bears shot it all down.
Yeah.
Not doing that. Here's my take. Why shouldn't Caleb Williams have to pay taxes like the rest of us do?
Yep.
It really irks me when rich people spend half their life trying to avoid having to pay taxes, which all of us in the middle class are more than content to pay.
Yeah.
So that bothers me. And it kind of goes along with my thinking that Caleb Williams is a high maintenance guy that the Bears are really going to have their hands full with this season.
We went into this in depth, everyone. I roped Chris into a podcast here when we were waiting before the show. And we talked a lot about the Caleb Williams. We talked a lot about Lamar Jackson suing Troy Aikman. Talked about a lot of things. So that's going to be up in 20 minutes if you just go to the Gwynn and Chris podcast.
You want to hear more of us.
Yes. But no, I mean, someone, Adam in the chat is saying, why be mad at that? I'm not mad at the idea of him asking for it. I think very
interesting.
Why
don't you write back to Adam and say, Adam, do you pay taxes? Do you think people should? Write that back to him. I'd like to know why you have no problem with that.
He's going to respond.
I'd like to know why people have no problem with rich people avoiding paying taxes. Why should we allow this?
We shouldn't.
We all pay taxes. It's what makes the whole thing go around.
Yes, and
I don't know what the problem is. I don't even get stressed around April 15th I'm not looking for a pat on the back here, but I feel it's pretty much my civic duty to pay taxes. So I just pay them. I don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I'm really bad at my taxes. I'm the guy who files it like April 13th.
Well, you know.
But I do it. And you know what? I owed this last year a lot more than I'm used to owing, and I had to pay that. So why?
And the good news is that you must have made a lot more money in order to owe a lot more. I just don't get it. Anyway, I'm not a Caleb Williams fan about that.
Yeah,
but I wanted to give the other side. Reports say that last year Caleb Williams at USC had an NIL deal for $1 million.
Wow,
which is probably peanuts to him, but he had NIL. He made them give that $1 million to the guys on his offensive line and had them do the ad instead of him. That's a good move.
That
shows me Caleb Williams has a heart. So I want to get both sides out because I've been pretty hard on this guy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What I perceive to be kind of some selfish thinking.
That shows
before he joins the Bears. But I like to hear that story.
Lee, that shows me that he thinks about other people other than
once
himself.
In a while. Yes, once that's in a good. While. But anyway, well, we could have this tax discussion, but this is not what the show's all about.
I want to get really far deep into the tax conversation.
Oh, we could,
Chris.
But
I'm kidding. I don't want to do that at all because all right. I don't understand any of it. But
if
he drives on the roads. If he uses the plumbing and the electricity in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, you're going to have to pay for that maintenance, bro. You're going to have to pay for that maintenance.
Somebody has to. I mean, somebody has to. That's how it goes. I mean, you can't do this stuff for free.
But anyway, we have that podcast going up in about 20 minutes or so.
All right. Very good. How much more time? What's the L mean?
Legal.
Am I a loser?
No, legal. We legal went over ID? This a couple weeks ago.
Let's pause for station. Am I a loser?
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't say yes. Station identification, people. All right, very good. Coming up this weekend is not only the Hall of Fame inductions on Sunday, but Saturday, an event that I may set the DVR for.
Saturday?
Scraby.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say I always set the DVR for this kind of stuff.
What is it, like a Golden Girls reunion?
Yeah. It's finally hyped up enough to get me interested. I think I'm going to watch the USA Olympic women's basketball team play the WNBA All-Stars. I really think I want to see it. I want to see Reese. I want to see Clark. I want to see the Olympians. Ionescu. I want to see Tarazi. I want to see the team that left Clark and Reese off of it. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I don't know if it'd be a good game, but in this day and age, all-star games pretty much suck. I think this one seems interesting enough, and I continue to get behind the charge that is the WNBA. These women basketball players who are lighting things up and getting, the kind of attention that, I think a lot of people have already given them, but not enough people have given them. So I'm going to probably watch that Saturday.
Give me the deets.
5:30.
I haven't said deets in my life ever.
Yeah, details. 5:30 games in Phoenix if you really want.
I might drive out there.
I was going to say, you and I could just drive down there for the game and buy some scalpers tickets and sit courtside.
No. We're going to walk up to the media gate. We're going to say.
Tell them who we are.
I am Matt Scraby and this is Chris Ello. We demand a credential.
And our friend is Sam Levitt. That will put us over the top.
Oh, yes. That will put us over the top.
All right. So,
I wonder if Sammy's happy to be back. Oh, he's not there.
He's kind of somewhere.
He's frolicking.
And let's finish up with this. About 2 weeks ago, you and I, if you want to get on our good side, listen to this story. 2 weeks ago, Scraby and I were talking about ripping open packs of baseball cards.
Oh, yeah.
And how what a cool thing that kind of used to be in our lives. And probably for everybody in my generation and even yours,
mm-hmm.
being a kid and opening up a bunch of baseball cards or whatever it is, football yeah. cards, hockey cards, whatever.
I was a football card guy.
It's fun. It's just there's a fun moment when that pack flashes open and, you finally get past all the offensive linemen and, oh, there's Patrick Mahomes. That's pretty awesome. There's something about it.
A rookie Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that would be the best, yes. So we were talking about this, and I just want to say our friend Jeff Dotseth, who works at Upper Deck,
nice.
Was listening. and thought, we deserved that experience again.
That's incredibly nice of you.
It was. And he just sent us, and we just got it. Thank you, Jeff. I'm going to send him a note, make sure he gets the
thank you. I almost
stabbed
myself opening it.
Yeah, but we got a bunch. We got a box of cards for you and me. You got a bunch of golf cards.
I'm going through it.
I want the Koepka, by the way. Don't you be disfacing the Koepka card.
I actually might burn that on social media.
No,
don't. I might burn it.
I want the Koepka card.
If I get a Tiger Woods from 2023, I might burn that too.
Come on.
I know. I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
All right. He's going to get the golf pack. I got a hockey pack. Jeff, thank you. He sent something to Tony as well. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to do that. And here's one more thing, because I guess we just have endless time. The show's never going to end.
We have a, it's going to end. I'm going to hit the music at 3:05, Chris.
Oh, 2.5 more minutes.
You thought we.
I don't know. Here's what I'm doing tonight, because I think a lot of people are doing this.
Oh.
I won't be the only one, but I may be one of the few doing this particular thing. My wife and I and friends are going to take in the All Blacks rugby match tonight against Fiji.
Fiji?
I think it's Fiji. Don't hold me to that because I'm not a huge
I'm gonna look it up right now.
All-time rugby guy. But I am I'm going to the match. Gonna see
Yes, Fiji.
The All Blacks. They're the third they're one of the legendary rugby teams in the world. They're here in San Diego. They're playing tonight. I'm going to Snapdragon, but here's the kicker, Scraby.
What is the kicker, Chris?
This is a kicker too. Get there early, everybody, because before the game they're unfurling that American flag that covers the whole field.
Ooh, wow.
You've seen it probably at the Holiday Bowl game.
At a lot of games, yeah.
I am one of the unfurlers.
Wait.
Yep.
So you have to run around?
I have to be on the field before the game tonight, and apparently I have to go running across the field to help unfurl the American flag, which I consider an honor. But I just want to say the chance for something to go really wrong is out there.
Wow. If anybody's there tonight and Chris falls, immediately get video of it. And Chris, I want to see you with a smile on your face. You better have a smile on your face.
Tony Gwynn Jr. had the best
line.
The line and his thinking to me, make sure you lift your knees up. Because he didn't want to see me fall.
Oh, someone said Jason Momoa is going to be there, Chris.
Okay.
That would be kind of cool.
Maybe he'll be out there on the flag ceremonies.
He'll save you when you fall.
Yes, he can save me. All right, everybody enjoy Padre baseball. We'll be back Monday. Full four-hour show because the Padres are idle. So next Monday, we'll see you at 2 for Tony, for Scraby. Sam Levitt, Eco Water, SoCal pregame next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.